T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's more fun stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Like today, it's going to be 67 degrees today. I went out riding yesterday, and it was absolutely just what a relief.
Needed.
Just to pull out of the driveway and hit the road and just roll along. It was, all it took was a leather jacket. I wasn't even wearing gloves yesterday. And today will be even better. Today will be a high of 66 to 67. And it reminds you of better days are on the way, man. And for those of you who've got the time off and you feel like you might want to brave it down to Florida, Daytona is just around the corner, man. Let me find that. One Mr. Jesse James Dupree has put together a party down there, man. What's going on, brother?
You know, you just talk about riding. I had my first ride of the year as far as like an organized get out, and it was actually a social event with down in Florida. You know, I mean, Florida's probably got the best thing going on, the way they handle things. I mean, it's pretty amazing, and you know, everybody does it right down there, as well, far as I can see. But we were down this past Saturday, and I rode in the Wounded Vet Run. It's Central Florida's Wounded Vet Run, and just met some amazing individuals, combat vets from all generations, and raised a bunch of money and for everybody. It was great. Ended up at a place called Gator Harley Davidson, which was really cool. And just, but it was great point being, you said, it was pulling out of your driveway and riding. And you know, I've just been go lately and everything. But there's just something about get on that bike and roll out. I had a couple of hours just riding, and they put me on a 2021 Street Glide, which, God, man, God reached out of the heavens and touched those heads. That Milwaukee 8 engine is amazing. But
yeah,
we had a great ride, and I know what you're talking about.
Man, it's let's face it, riding is the most socially distant thing you can possibly do. You're by yourself or with one friend, and I assume if you have someone on the back of your bike that you're already pretty goddamn close, and you're doing 75 miles an hour.
Yeah, you know, and you were saying, plus you get in places like Florida where the temperatures are up hotter, and, you know, it's just there's a lot of conditions, a lot of variables that make it a cool place to go and be able to participate in it. But we got, you know, Daytona's coming up, and Jackal is ready for his first show of the year. And been a long time coming. Seems like, you know, the last year ripped us out from 100 shows, which, you know, put us all into withdrawals. But we're playing Daytona Bike Week on Saturday, March the 13th. But it's not even just that. I mean, we're actually working with a Worth Harley Davidson, an Outlaw Harley Davidson, and the VFW organization, and, you know, just all my brothers on both sides of that fence. We all have come together, and we've got a campaign called Rolling Daytona. And, you know, the Worth Harley Davidson actually gave away, giving away a trip to Daytona Beach, you know, 6-night stay, $500 gas money, the VIP package for the show and all that kind of stuff. And because Worth is, you know, they always support, you know, it don't matter what time of year, they support people getting out and having a great time and enjoying those bikes and those new 2021 models. Again, they're something to enjoy. I tell people, if you don't ride, get one and put it in your living room, because it's a work of art. The new paint jobs are amazing. But
I told you, my first Harley, I bought it in the wintertime, and I didn't have a garage. I pushed to put it over at Shotgun Jackson's house, and I put a block underneath the kickstand so it would sit up straight, and I used to go down there and sit on the thing for 2 hours at a time, 3 times a week, drinking beer and smoking cigarettes back in the day before it got finally warm enough to go outside and try it. But, yeah, it's a real sickness, and I didn't know that people from the north, this is a super genius idea, have been coming down to Atlanta. You guys have secured a place for trailers, and they can lock their trailer up, pull their bike off, and make the rest of the run down to Daytona.
Yeah, it's, I mean, they've really got a great network set up to where you can do the trailer drop-off, and there's tons of places that you can drive, tons of dealerships around the Atlanta area that you can just pull in and drop your trailer if you want to ride on down to Daytona, especially as you get to the warm weather. And we've got Rolling Daytona going on right now, and what you can do with that, there's a Rolling Daytona app, and you download the Rolling Daytona app, and then you swing over to Worth Harley-Davidson or Outlaw Harley-Davidson, and you can check in under the events tab. You check in there when you get at geofence, so you can hit a button, check in, and when you do that, you get points. And then you can also take some surveys and get some points. And you can put in the keyword. The keyword this week, I'll just go ahead and tell you, the keyword this week is knucklehead. And you put those keywords in, and you get points. And when you get those points, you can cash them in. We just put up a brand new prize that's going on around Daytona Bike Week. You can actually get the Jackal VIP pack prize. That's the hotel rooms. It's a $150 swag bag of Jackal stuff. It's including the DVD where we recorded at the Midland Theater with DMC from Run DMC. Got a whole Jackal swag bag. Got the VIP passes for you and everything. And that just went up on the Rolling Daytona store last night. And this was amazing. As soon as we put it up, there's just over 1,000 people started bidding. But you can just, it's like buying a raffle ticket, but you use the points that you get from walking into Worth Harley-Davidson and checking in. Pretty amazing.
Dude, listen, we're all itching for it. This will be the year we'll all get vaccinated. We'll get out in the sunshine. And again, everybody, you all know how to do it. You go somewhere, and if it's out in public, you know what you're walking into, and you know what to do. So it's, I'm ready for it, man. Like Sturgis this year, I'm definitely in August, without a doubt. And I...
That story you told a while ago, I told you, when I was a kid, my dad would take the front door to the house off so that he could get his dresser through the front door of the house.
Yep.
And he would prop it up, put the kickstand down in the middle of the living room on this orange and black long shag carpet that we had in the den. And while he was at work at Lockheed Aircraft, my mom would sit there and watch soap operas and polish the chrome on that damn motorcycle. And it was commonplace for me to just walk in the house and her be in there on that shag carpet underneath him polishing that chrome, and he'd be at Lockheed Aircraft working. And that life was good for a long time because all that just went on. But then one day, Mama found Dad letting somebody else polish his chrome, and they got a divorce.
Oh, your mother was and is a saint, no doubt about it, man.
We are excited about Daytona, and I appreciate Worth Harley-Davidson jumping in, because as soon as I told them we were playing down there, they were going, well, hell, we're going to send some people down there to them party with you.
Oh, yeah.
And we're Destination Daytona, which is this massive outdoor pavilion. So, I mean, again, it's outdoors. It's a huge space. Everybody can come out, and we're going to be throwing that. And we're giving away a 2021 Electric Glide Harley-Davidson motorcycle that night. We're giving away a trip to Sturgis that night, which is the cabin, the camper, the wristbands, the passes to all the shows at the Full Throttle. About a $5,000 package is going to be given away before we play that night in Daytona Beach. So it's going to be one hell of a kickoff to the year. As far as I'm concerned, we're going to treat it like it was New Year's Eve, and it's March the 13th. But if you've never been to Daytona Bike Week, seriously, it's different than Sturgis. That's what's cool about it. It's not just like going to something that's identical. Sturgis, you got the Black Hills and that kind of thing. You get down into Daytona Beach, Florida, they're celebrating their 80th anniversary this year, too. Johnny, did you know 80 years?
I had no idea. Listen, here's what I know about Daytona. Those poor girls, a lot of times, they leave the room and forgot to put their T-shirts on.
Yeah, the Daytona's, it's a rolling party. I mean, there's a lot of great bars. And, there's a lot of the same people that have bars in Sturgis have bars down there. And, same vibe and stuff. But you get on that coastline and you get some riding out there with the Atlantic Ocean out there. It's just pretty cool.
And those crazy bastards, I've seen the video where those guys are riding down the beach down there.
Daytona, when I was growing up, Daytona was where we would go for our spring break and all that stuff. And it was always great because you could cruise the beach. And it's just a different vibe down there. And again, I mean, who needs any, how much more of an excuse do you need to you know, to get down to some sunshine and Harley Davidsons.
All right, so Roland Daytona is what you want to do. Download the app, head to Worth Harley Davidson, make sure that you're in the sign up for it. And then not only is that a trip to Daytona, but there's a trip to Sturgis this year in the same package.
Great. The motorcycle, a trip to Sturgis, and we're giving away, some of these things are already given away in phases, but there's still a lot of prizes, including that we put the Jackal trip to Daytona up there, the trip to Sturgis, like you just said, and there's the VFW guys put some cool stuff up as well. There's like a badass inscribed K-bar knife that you can bid on, it's all in the Rolling Daytona app, but you get that downloaded, get up to Worth, and everything, you click the surveys. You can check in on the geofence when you get to Worth, get those points, and you can cash them in for additional chances to win. It's pretty damn easy. And then go ahead and swing by, you know, either Harry's Liquor or Constantino's or Price Choppers and pick up the Jesse James Bourbon to get ready to celebrate this. You can win.
Hey, man, side note before I let you go, did you see the Pan American they revealed yesterday, Harley Davidson, the dual sport?
I did, man. Check this out. Nobody knows this yet, so y'all keep it to yourself. Mm. Seriously, you gotta keep it to yourself, because it's like something we haven't released yet to the public. So we're not going to broadcast it, if you will, other than just sharing it with you guys. But we're going to be doing Pan American demo rides up at the Full Throttle Saloon this year on the backside of the property.
Dude, I'm telling you, it's just a sickness, because you know I couldn't help it. I bought the live wire. And now they've come out with and Nikki, you don't know this, but a Pan American, like a dual sport, is one of the, when Bob and I went to, we rode all the way down to Cabo, or mm-hmm. we rode to Mazatlan, that's what we should have had. Those are the bikes that, like, when it goes to sand, it's not a big deal. When it goes to dirt, when the road goes away, when all of a sudden you're in the middle of a nightmare riding-wise, instead of trying to lug that giant touring bike through there, which we were able to do, and they ran fine, but, man, this is the way it was built. They ride higher, they're way more nimble, they're way more able to jump over stuff and get through rocks and bad situations, and they're just, this is their first foray out into that world. And I'm just like, man, I'm gonna need a bigger garage. It's a problem.
I've been on the phone with the National Forest Service, and there's 6,000 miles of gold mining trails up there in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And you pretty much go from the Full Throttle, you know, property all the way to Mount Rushmore on those gold mining trails. Pretty amazing. And so I've already been talking to the Forest Service, and we're working it out. We're working to try to be able to have some VIP tours that again, Worth Harley Davidson, they're obviously, you know, the big steeders in the country, so they'll be getting their hands on some of these passes to give away that you and I will have to wedge our way into the group as well.
Sure.
But to be able to take some guided tours on that Pan American out into the Black Hills of South Dakota and do some real off-roading. And that'd be like a special VIP tour that we could do to demo that ride out.
I can't tell you how many times Bob and I have been riding through mountains, whether it be the Rocky Mountains or even all the way up to the Tetons and through these different places, the Sierra Madres. And you'll see another road that's not really suitable. You don't know where it goes. You're like, man, I don't know if I don't want to get up there on the Street Glide. But man, if you had a bike that you could just turn and go, let's go explore that right now and just go, it would be absolutely incredible. You think about all the places you can't go with a street bike, and then the deserts, Arizona, through Nevada, into Colorado, into Utah, up there. Then you start heading north a little bit, or heading all the way down to Cabo San Lucas. There's an unbelievable amount of unexplored land out there.
There's some cool stuff to see. We were on those gold mining trails. Michael Ballard and I, we were up there riding on the gold mining trails and got way out in the middle of nowhere and came around a bend in this oversized trail we were on. Came around the bend, and there was a big gray wolf. And he was sitting there. He just in the middle of the road, and he just turned and looked at us like, what the hell y'all doing here?
Right.
And then he just turned his head back straight and walked on. But, God, it was amazing. I mean, that thing was beautiful.
Roland Daytona is happening March 5th through the 14th, Daytona Beach, Florida, the 80th anniversary, RolandDaytona.com, RolandDaytona.com. That's a brand-new motorcycle, a trip around the Daytona track, a chance to go to Sturgis. It all comes from downloading the app Daytona, RolandDaytona.com. All right, brother.
I appreciate it. We'll see you guys in a couple of weeks down in Daytona, or we'll head towards Sturgis soon enough. See you, baby. Thank you, man.
I'm telling you, Harley's become really good at being.